Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
States are expanding their efforts to roll out coronavirus vaccinations after the initial slow start. Yesterday, Phoenix opened a football stadium for drive-through inoculations. California is doing the same at Petco Park, home of the San Diego Padres, as well as Dodger Stadium. The Alamo Dome in San Antonio and a state fairground in Dallas are also offering vaccinations. Yet, even as millions of vaccines become available, and as many healthcare workers are among those getting vaccinated, a substantial minority is saying no, at least for now. At a COVID-19 clinic in Somerville, Massachusetts, the staff knows how devastating the virus can be. But even so, some had reservations about the shots. Carrie Goldberg from member station WBUR reports on how workers at the Cambridge Health Alliance Clinic approached their vaccine decisions and mostly got to yes.
In late November, Dr. John Adams realized that coronavirus vaccines would be coming very soon, and he wasn't ready for them. He didn't know enough yet to counsel patients or make his own decision. And some colleagues at the Cambridge Health Alliance COVID-19 clinic where he works felt the same.
You know, it was very much we need to learn more about how these things work because they're coming fast, and we all sort of shared these doubts.
So he and a physician assistant did some research and presented their findings to the clinic's medical staff, including their conclusion that although it took just 1 year instead of the usual 10 or 15 to develop the vaccines, that didn't mean corners had been cut. Dr. Adams explained.
So these vaccines have been developed under a sort of a rapidly accelerated timeline. So if you go to the next slide, the way that that's happened is basically by doing everything super fast and also sort of stacking these various phases.
The presentation also addressed the newness of the mRNA technology the first two vaccines use.
Before going into this presentation, I was, kind of like worried about the idea that you're injecting genetic material into the cells. Like I was worried, like, could this cause cancer? But actually, safety is a big advantage of the mRNA vaccines.
Because they trigger the immune system without the risk of using an actual virus to do it. By the end of the 45-minute presentation, one staff member told Dr. Adams he was a good salesman, which hadn't been his goal.
Because personally, I wasn't a true believer before doing the research into the presentation. It was only afterwards that I really, was quite impressed with how these vaccines seem to work.
And so were his medical colleagues.
It was like a ha-ha moment for, I think, all of us.
Dr. Gerard Kost, another primary care physician at the clinic, says he and others did have some fears about the speed of the vaccine approvals and how politicized the process had become. But the presentation reassured him. A few days later, he gave a simplified version to the non-medical clinic staff, like secretaries and custodians.
I started this from a position of, I don't know. I want to see the data. I want to see it. And, I think that presenting the data and not telling anybody what they should do, it makes a difference.
The clinic staff has worked shoulder to shoulder in the coronavirus trenches for months, and Dr. Kost says they trust each other. That made the presentations persuasive. When the vaccines arrived at the clinic in late December, there were a whole lot of willing arms. One doctor even snowshoed 4 miles through a nor'easter to get to the clinic for his shot. Medical assistant Nancy Morales says at first she was not eager.
Because I was scared. Then after talking to my family, it didn't help anymore. But the fact that I wanted to do it and I was around people and getting advice from all the docs here and stuff, I said, yes, let me just do it.
Operations supervisor Elisangela Montero says she was initially hesitant too.
A little bit in the beginning, but after seeing Gerard's presentation last week, I made up my mind.
And physician assistant Neha Sandeep says her own research for the presentation brought her to say yes to the vaccine.
Like 100,000 people have gotten this vaccine in trials and are doing well and have measurable immunity. Like that is incredibly reassuring to me.
All three got the vaccine, along with the great majority of the clinic's 50 or so staffers, but a handful declined. Medical Director Janice John says some had concerns about their allergies, but custodial staff who said no seemed mainly concerned about potential side effects.
Body aches and muscle aches and discomfort that would make it harder for them to do their work. But I will also just kind of name this, that there are so many narratives out there about the vaccine.
And with so much misinformation, John says, maybe one lesson from the clinic is that for some people, even data from trusted doctors won't convince them to get the vaccine. They may need to hear from other trusted leaders as well. Meanwhile, the clinic has been getting requests from around the country to share its presentation and plans to post it on YouTube. And John says that if any clinic workers who declined the vaccine change their minds, they'll still be at the front of the vaccine line. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.